truly good to be here. See you again. It's always good to worship where the gospel is appreciated and loved. I guess that's the only place you can worship. You can't worship anywhere else. And I'm sure glad to, humbled. I want to say humbled to be here. Turn to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. This is called a psalm of praise. And that's what we want to do this evening, is to praise our God for what He's done for us. And He says here, He says, make. And to do that, you have to be actively engaged. If you're going to make something, you have to be actively engaged. And this make is not with the hands, it's the heart. It's the heart engaged in worshiping God. David said in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Our whole being is engaged in the worship of God, or He's not worshipped at all. The whole man is involved in it, the worship of God. Now, He says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. God made the heavens and the earth. And everything He made, He called it good. He said, it's good. Everything that God does is good. Whether I understand it or not, it's good. If God does it, it's good. He made the way through Christ for us to return unto Him and stand in His presence accepted. He did that. He did that. Now let us make a joyful noise unto Him. And this noise is to be heard, He says, in all lands. Not just in a little place over in the Middle East, but all lands are to be included in this. Make a joyful noise unto Him. Far-reaching is the grace of God. It rests you, didn't it? And me. Far-reaching is the grace of God. And serve. Serve the Lord, listen, with gladness. And come before His presence with singing. Here is our attitude in serving the Lord. Gladness. Gladness. Are you glad to be here? Are you glad? I am. There was a time when I was a young man, I was not glad to be here. I was not glad to be in the service. I wanted to be doing something else. And one day I heard the gospel. I heard my pastor, Henry Mahan, preach the gospel, and ever since I've been glad to be here. Glad to be here. Are you glad where God is using you? That's the only way to serve Him, is in gladness. The only way. God has placed us where we are. He's given us what we have. And we are to serve Him. Serve Him in gladness from the heart. Serve Him. Of all people on the earth, we ought to be the most glad because of what God has done for us in His Son. To be glad. Be glad. And then He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Know this first. That the Lord, Jehovah, He is God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the owner of it all. He's the sovereign. It is He that hath made us. I didn't make myself a believer. He did. He made me a believer. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. He hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. If you don't know that He is God first, if you don't know that, there cannot be any real singing with gladness. There cannot be any worship. That's exactly right. If you don't know that the Lord, the Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ is God, right. And if you don't know that, you can't serve Him with gladness. You can't. You won't do it. No, you won't do it. It'll be all show. It'll be like a cloud with no rain. But here's where real faith begins, is knowledge of God. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Knowledge of His person, knowledge of His holiness, knowledge of His power, knowledge of His grace, knowledge of His redemption for us in Christ. The Lord said this in John 17, this is eternal life. You want to know what it is? Here it is. That they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. Here is the first sign of intelligent life. To know God. To know God. To know God in Christ. You cannot worship someone you do not know. You cannot do it. To know God. Our Lord said to that woman at the well in John 4, we worship that we do know. You worship, you know, you don't know what you're doing. But He said, we know. We know. He knew. He knew. When he worshiped God, he knew God and he worshiped Him as God. And in singing His praises is as much a part of worship as praying and preaching. It's worship. It's a part of worship. What Mike's going to come up here and sing, that's part of worship. Part of the worship service. And then he says in verse 4, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to walk into this building tonight with a truly thankful heart. To be truly thankful. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. What a glorious sound. Enter in. Enter in. Some will hear, depart from me. I never knew you. Some are going to hear that. But there will be a multitude of sinners saved by the grace of God in Christ that's going to hear this. Enter into the kingdom prepared for you by my Father from the beginning, before the earth was made. Already prepared for you. And He's going to say, enter in. Enter in. It's already prepared. And into His courts with praise. There's nothing to be mournful about in His courts. Enter into His courts with praise. And be thankful unto Him. This is a word that really caught my attention. Be thankful unto Him. We have so much to be thankful for. All men are not thankful. The ungodly are not thankful. A thankless man is a graceless man. A thankless man is a graceless man. The believer is the only person who is truly thankful. Those whom God has saved and brought to faith in Christ, they are the only ones who are truly grateful and thankful. We thank God. Let me give you some of the things we thank God for. We thank God for daily mercies. There have been more mercies bestowed upon us today than we could even imagine. Mercies we don't even realize has been bestowed upon us. We're all here safely. What a mercy. What a mercy. Bless the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the Scripture says. Daily He loads us with benefits. We thank Him for what health He's given us. Whatever health I have, He's given. It's of Him. We thank Him for our family, especially our church family. The family of God. The brothers and sisters we have in Christ. The love that we have to one another. You and I are going to spend eternity together. We'll spend eternity together. We thank Him for our employment. You know, I honestly worry about the economy. It's all in my Lord's hands. David said, I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Never. We thank Him for keeping us daily from the evil one. Oh, keep us from the evil one. We thank Him from whom all blessings flow. The Scripture says, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh from above. He gives it to us. It's all of Him. All of Him. We thank Him for all our spiritual blessings. I'm sure glad he chose me in Christ. I'm sure glad he did. I'd have never chose him. He wasn't what I was looking for. I'm glad he called me by his grace. Revealed his son in me. That's his work. That's his work. We thank him for loving us while we were yet sinners. While we were ungodly. Scripture says Christ died for us. Oh, we thank him for that. We thank him for his pardoning grace. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Does not impute that man's sins to him. Thank him for keeping us from falling. I'd fall 1,000 times a day if he didn't keep me. 1,000. Oh, it'd be more than that. I'd fall one time and never get back up. Thank him for it. But most of all, the pinnacle of it, we thank him for his son, Jesus Christ. Thank him for this unspeakable gift of his son. And we thank Christ. We thank our Lord who loved us and gave himself for us. Let me give you a few things here, then I'll close. Consider this. He gave himself to be bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. God became a man. God became flesh. That's amazing. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He gave himself to be a servant in my place. He served God as I ought to serve God. He served God as God ought to be served. He gave himself to be my wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He gave himself. He gave his back to the smiters and his cheek to those who plucked off the beard. His visage was marred that mine might be made whole. He gave his life that I might live. You see, the corn of wheat must die that many might live. He gave himself to poverty that I might be made rich. He had no place to lay his head that I may lay my head down in peace at night and sleep. He gave himself to God's justice that I might be justified. He did that. He gave himself to torment that I might enjoy peace with God. He gave himself willingly that I might be made willing in the day of his power. He gave himself to shame that I might be lifted up to glory and behold his glory that he had with the Father before the world was. He gave himself that I might be presented spotless, blameless before his presence. He gave everything that he is that I may inherit everything that he has. All things are yours in Christ. All things. He gave himself, and I thank God for him who loved us and gave himself for us. He gave himself for us 100%. And then it says in verse 4, and bless his name. Give all honor unto him. That's what we're here to do. Tom's going to preach and I'll be preaching tomorrow. Our purpose is to give unto him all the honor and the glory that due unto his name. It's his business to do the saving. If he's pleased to save, we rejoice. But my business right now is to give unto him all the honor and glory, to lift up his name. And then in closing, verse 5, for the Lord is good. He's all that is good. He's good. And his mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. It's new every morning. I assure you, I leave none of it unused. We leave none of it unused. I thank God for his everlasting mercy. Everlasting. And his truth endureth. It endures all false preaching. It endures all that man has tried to do to it through history. It has endured all that Satan has tried to do to it through history. And it's endured even our bad preaching. It endureth. It endureth. Oh, my soul. His truth endureth. What's true today? And this gives me comfort. This right here gives me comfort. What's true today will be true tomorrow. What's true right now will be true tomorrow. Truth never changes. You always have to remember how you tell a lie. But you never have to remember how you tell the truth because it never changes. It stays the same. It's always the same. God's truth endureth. God is always the same. Christ is always the same. How God saves sinners is always the same. And that will never change. Now, make a joyful noise. This weekend, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, you Gentiles, us. And serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And know this, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. My soul, all generations. Amen.
What is good is just to hear what God has to say. That's the end of it. Thank you, Brother John. Let's take about a 5-minute break. And then we'll come back to our singing. Brother Mike, then Brother Tom Harding will preach for us. So you'll hear the piano played in just a minute. All right? About 5 minutes.